I enjoy some of these little books that contain the promises of God. You can pick them up for a few dollars at almost any Christian bookstore, and I leave them laying on my desk and I refer to them often. We have to believe in the promises of God, amen, and have confidence in those promises that God has made us. It just brings about a tranquility to your mind, and it brings peace into your spirit, even in the most difficult of times. Sometimes we have a tendency, though, to diminish the promises of God or to take away from the promises of God when we start talking about the context in which the promises are given to us. Now, knowing the context of any verse that we're quoting is important, and it's important also when it comes to the promises of God. But the context should do nothing more than to strengthen our confidence in those promises that God has made us, not to erode our confidence in those promises. A man once brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus, and the boy was suffering violent seizures. He was falling on the ground, grinding his teeth and foaming at the mouth and such. And Jesus asked the father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, please have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." What Jesus is basically saying is that it's not a matter of if he can do anything. The question becomes, do you believe he can do anything? If so, then you already know that all things are possible. The if is not on Jesus, rather the if is on us. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief."